Coshocton Tribune, July 25th, 1939. He shot me, seemed unneeded to be said, except to say, but he shot me, gathered back up the buckshot, not to say it could be put back, but saying it was to say, a world existed before, preferable to this one. Witness me. I do not consent. He shot me. A gesture. Two spaces, eight letters. The only words of my great-grandmother ever printed in the paper. Before. What was there before they left you at the end of the field with the boys? Before they raised the belt? Before the accident? Before they blamed you? Before they told you to speak English? Before they told you to shut up? Before they called you a sinner? Before they laughed at you for crying and hit you for not stopping? Before you had to run? Before they got drunk? Before they never touched you or told you they loved you? Before they looked away from how he touched you? Before nothing was ever good enough? Before they locked you away? Before you did, too? Before. The cares of clans and bonds, tinkling tin, broken crocks, detritus of prejudice, sharp words, sickness, sweat, in no knowable order, bob up and clatter together, wash against the edge of the day, before lodging under the rim of night. Before. I call you before. I call you sweet. I call you bone milk teat. I call you myself. I call you cilia. I call you stars. I call you harm. I call you fangs break through gums. I call you regret. I call you unavoidable because you were, unthinkable until you became. I call you pomegranate split open with bloody jewel fingers, time out of mind. I call you myself. What such thing? I call you back through the moon, the cricket nights and cicada days. I call you noxious because you exist, innocuous because you are birthed. I call you nox, darkness of making and unmaking. I call you green, seeker of light, without which no one can be born. I call you the split of cell or stall, oil and water, without which not one thing could be. I call you the breath to take, around which all bodies move and heave. I call you succulent devourer, death. I call you life loves life, cannot choose but to live. I call you what is born must die, that ineffable takes its place in this thread of days. Harm taken, beauty given, I call you now before. Tide pool mammal. Soft sphincters open and close. Mucous membranes shiver. Hairs guard, trigger twitch. Limbs gently tap and quickly draw back, expanding and contracting, excreting and devouring, we roll on each other's bodies, too tender to live without one another. Goldenrods. 1. Queer goldenrod, empty-wombed goldenrod, love for life sticks in my throat, a gall, in a dried stalk, among curled leaves, rattling against February. First standing tangled and stark, with aster and thistle and teasel against the snow. Then springtime growing full, tall, unmowed, weedy, unseen all summer until August loves a meadow of goldenrod. And there's two more parts to this one. Two, common name. Early, late, tall, sweet, rough-stemmed, cut-leaved, gray bog, pine barren, showy stout, seaside, zigzag, rough-leaved, wand-like, blue-stemmed, hairy, erect, alpine downy, slender, fragrant, early, tall, sweet, late. Three, acid meadow. Grasses flame purple into orange, goldenrod tangle, where root systems are inextricable, our systems passing information and nutrients and disease, holding fast to each other. Sharp tall teasel and broad cut plant, ashen gray seed pods and thick loose strife. I ask the plants where it is polite to piss, and they answer like this. Subject lines. It is because the box happened to be in a strange, sheltered place, wedged away and buried beneath others, that it survived. The cardboard top, which could hardly be called a top, crumbled in your hands as you removed it, and under that, what you found was not promising. Books pasted together, warped, warbling, wet and dried many times, in thick layers that sheared off in chunks in your hand. But you kept looking, hoping, and you did find that, underneath, protected by the mass above them, some books were saved, fresh, loose, and dry, and you opened one and found this poem. I regret that it is a poem about email. You have never seen email, but know that people used to use it, that your grandparents did. Messages piled up in a box, like the foundations of old Troy. Do you remember Troy, even though it was destroyed 3,000 years before I was born? To be swept away each day. In my time, email told me how to feel about living through my time. It said, "We are in an epic battle. Stop what you're doing and listen up. This is a disaster, urgent crisis, and dangerously close last chance. Oh no, scary news. Are you worried? We blew it." It turns out that I have no such message for you. That the things you say to a person in the future are very simple. Hello, thank you, I love you. I am sorry, please forgive me. Untitled. It's like that every day now, presenting myself for annihilation. You caress what washes through your fingers and returns to the source. You are making and unmaking me at once. Name me and the unnameable arrives, torn open, silent, arils tumbling out. Taste me, and what the tongue learns is beyond saying, a shape that could be rolled into speech, but remains a delicate fold outside the reach of language.